This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on iRadio's group chat, I'm joined by Kevin Moore, who's the co-founder of Atlantic Body Care, which is a Kerry-based brand redefining how we think about skincare. It's rooted in Ballybunion and Listowel and was born from research showing that most people choose skincare for the price and convenience, not skin health. Kevin joins me now to share the story behind the business. Kevin, thanks so much for hopping on the show this evening. For people who are hearing about Atlantic Body Care for the first time, can you tell me a little bit about how the first idea came about?
Yeah, it's probably something that stemmed, it's probably going back 5, 6, 7 years. I knew of a genius biochemist from a place in Ballybunion called Dr. Neil Maher. He's a man, I suppose, who's harvesting seaweed about 40 years and just so happens to be a biochemist as well. And I guess he was kind of locally known for, you know, seaweed bars and things like that. And it was probably about 4 or 5 years ago, I had a scar on my face that I couldn't really get rid of. I had it for about a year. And I went back to Neil and I got a serum off him and it cleared in 3 days. And I knew at that stage, right, what he's doing is kind of groundbreaking in the, I suppose, truly natural skincare, body care space. So from there, that lit a fire under me, a buddy of mine own, and we came together with Neil to found Atlantic and kind of bring these formulations as far as we possibly can, because we know they're going to help many people around the world.
I know you've kept everything very locally sourced as well. You have seaweed harvested in Ballybunion and formulated in Listowel. How important is it to you to keep it local as much as you can?
Yeah, listen, it's important to keep it local, but like, the reason we're keeping it local is the best is local. It's simple as, like, we're very, very lucky where we are that we happen to be able to harvest the best seaweed in the world. I mean, it's coming in from the cleanest, purest waters of the Atlantic, where there's no other countries out there, there's no toxic dumping grounds, and what's coming in is simply, it's the best of the best. So we're very lucky that we have an abundance of it here. Obviously, we harvest as sustainably as you can possibly do it. And then bringing it up 15 minutes up the road to Listowel, where again, all the formulations are in-house, as you say, Valerie. And yeah, we're very lucky. But to be honest, we wouldn't do it any other way. You know, we want to be, included in every step of the process to make sure the quality behind it, you know.
And I know you carried out surveys around skincare habits as well, and you got some surprising results. What did people's answers really tell you about how we're, I suppose, selecting our skincare products when we're buying them?
Yeah, they're probably old surveys now, but I don't think the answers will have changed. I think the majority of people will, they'll probably be thinking about smells and fake textures and fake feels, which for some reason the whole industry has made us believe that's what's important, when the reality is those two traits, which is smells and fake textures, are probably compromising to so many people. These are synthetic fragrances, they're synthetic, be it foaming agents and soaps, they're just foreign to the human body. But look, they bring a nice experience, but we're not about that. We're about simply skin health. When a skincare product absorbs into your skin, what happens at a cellular, at a molecular level? That's all we care about. We're not competing with the smells and fragrances side of things.
I know that your products target skin conditions, the likes of eczema and psoriasis, but also athletes under extreme physical stress as well. Why was it important for you to prove that you could handle both sides of things like that?
Yeah, well, look, as you said, it comes down to a compromised skin barrier. Now, whether that's somebody with eczema and psoriasis, or it's an athlete who's experiencing a lot, maybe chafing, maybe there might be fungal issues along those lines. It all comes back to the same kind of root. There's a breakdown in the barrier. Bacteria, funguses are probably involved. That's where we come in. Okay, we can deal with the bacteria and the funguses without the use of harsh chemicals and things like that. We can build back up the barrier. Like, our products are basically formulated to mimic the structure of the skin. Hence, we go to nature. We're not using natural ingredients to tick a box. It's because what's found in nature mimics what's in the skin already. So the skin recognizes it, can absorb it, can work with it. So we're not specific to, be it athletes or skin issues. It's the whole range. It's a compromised barrier at the end of the day.
it's so important to talk about all these natural ingredients as well. There's something that I think we know in the long run is better for us, but it still hasn't quite translated into the market. I know that you speak a lot about the connection between your skin health, your gut health, and your overall well-being as well. Why do you think that skincare has been so separated from holistic health, if you like, for so long?
That's a brilliant question, Valerie. A brilliant question. In our space, I suppose, in the natural skincare space, we just feel like the bar has been set very, very low. And it probably comes from a space where, you know, we're so used to looking at an ingredients list and there's 1,000 ingredients we don't understand. So then I suppose new natural products started to come out where they kind of got the impression less is more, maybe, Valerie. You know, a few ingredients there, that's lovely, but that's a very low bar to be set. Like, the way we see it is the skin is the biggest organ in the body and it's arguably the most complex organ. So it requires a very, very complex formulation that mimics the structure of the skin, that gives it everything it needs. And that's where we come along. Why it hasn't got the same traction, I suppose, as vitamins and holistic health supplements and stuff like that, I'm not sure. That's where we believe we can fit in nicely. And I suppose finish the puzzle, as you say, from ingested supplements to now your topical solution.
You mentioned the market there, which is obviously full of so many brands of skincare. How do you fit yourselves into that to compete with the very big marketing budgets that are along the way with other people and stuff like that?
Yeah, look, there'd be no point in us even thinking about getting into this industry unless we had a very, very unique product. So that's the only reason we're in this game. Again, like I'm a 31-year-old male. It wasn't my dream to come along with a skincare brand. The only reason I'm in it is I know the science that's here is nowhere else in the world. It's simple as. So like we are the only, as far as we're aware, arguably the only truly, truly natural skincare brand without a single preservative, emulsifier, no preservative. We don't even use essential oils, which would be natural as well. They're like a natural aroma, but they are compromising to compromise skin barriers as well. So we're as natural and as pure as you can get. And then we're applying very, very unique, I suppose, biochemistry processes that, again, hasn't been seen. No preservatives, no emulsifiers. So there's nothing, there's literally nothing like Atlantic, nothing. And it offers, I suppose, customers all around the world a chance for high quality skincare that actually works without any synthetic chemical. And there's no other brand that can actually say that. Because that's why we.
Because you're in such a niche part of the market with the product like that, what was it like launching it in the first place? I imagine from day dot to now, there have been some challenges along the way as well.
Yeah, no, listen, every day is a learning curve, never mind a full year or probably 15, 16 months as we are in. So like you learn your market, you have ideas before you get in who you think will buy it. And then you can track online who is buying your stuff and you adapt to the market that way. And then you're trying to launch new products along the way. You're trying to edit your brand. Like our brand has changed a lot. We've updated packaging again, just to suit, I suppose, the personnel, the stockists we have. So that's, look, in fairness, if we have been adaptable. We've constantly asked customers, asked stockists, what's working, what's not working, what do we need to change? And listen, Valerie, in a year's time, we're arguably going to be maybe different again. What won't change, what's consistent the whole time, is the formulations and the science. That's what I suppose is always going to be the same. That's what we know works. That's all the third party test results we've done have shown. We're blowing away any synthetic brand out there. But as you know, the experience around it will always need to be edited and adapted based on where we're going, whether it's spas, whether it's health shops, whether it's pharmacies.
It's going to be a long process in the best way. It's a journey, after all, something like this. And it might not look the same, as you said, from day one. It might be different in 12 months' time. But you seem to have a real integrity about what you want it to be. And you seem to be really sticking to it, to be fair. We'd like to do another little bit on the business spotlight here, where we get our chosen business this week, which is yourselves, to shout out another business in Ireland or service that you really like and give them a little bit of praise as well. Is there anyone that you've been buying from recently or even just seen online?
Yeah, I'm going to shout out a new business that hasn't been launched yet. And it's arguably a little bit selfish because I'm a little bit involved in it, but it's founded by a buddy of mine. His name is Brian Ivas. Anyone that loves dogs is going to love this business. So it's a new business called DogQuest. The platform is going to be dogquest.ie. And there's obviously a lot of problems in the dog world with puppy farming, with online sales of dogs where like nobody knows what they're buying, what's healthy. So Brian with DogQuest is coming out with a new business where it is an online puppy marketplace, but it's linked in with vets all over Ireland. So any puppy that's going to be sold online now will be verified with proper health checks, proper vaccinations. And it's going to change everything in the dog world, because there's so much unethical selling of puppies out there, whether it's fake vaccination certs, no vaccination certs, people buying dogs that they think are healthy, they get them, they end up with a disease like parvo or something like that. And this is going to be massive. So it's dogquest.ie. I'd say it'll probably launch in the next month or two. So yeah, as I said, sorry, Valerie, a little bit selfish because I am kind of involved, but Brian is the main man. He's incredible at what he's doing. Unbelievable passion for dogs and the industry. So yeah, anyone interested in dogs, keep an eye out, dogquest.ie.
Well, I look forward to catching up with Brian himself then. So about all of that very, very soon. It does sound like a really interesting idea and one that's definitely needed as well. But if people have been hearing all about Atlantic this evening and want to follow along with your journey online, where can they find you?
Yeah, our website is atlanticbodycare.com. And again, it's Atlantic with a K. So A-T-L-A-N-T-I-K, atlanticbodycare.com. And we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on TikTok. All of those.
All of the good places.
All
of
the good places. All the scenes are in there. Yeah.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat, and the best of luck with the business over the next couple of months.
Thanks so much, Valerie. You're a legend. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.